Rechayle Yisrael. Tonight's topic is a little bit of a controversial topic, and it's a little bit of a touchy topic, and like all the shiurim that we do here, it's not necessarily to be taken halacha l'maisa. It definitely shouldn't be taken halacha l'maisa. It's definitely just of an interesting discussion that I think is worthwhile to have. It was really supposed to be a shiur I was planning on giving on Shavuos night in my shul, but because Shavuos night this year kind of got, I guess you can call it, rained out for many of us, so I figured it's still a geshmaka topic to talk about because it's very, very interesting and does have a lot of halachic ramifications nonetheless. So the topic tonight that we're going to discussing is women and liman ha-Torah. How much of Torah or parts of Torah? What can girls/women learn? What is their what are they allowed to learn? We'll call it that. What are they allowed to learn in the realm of Torah? Now we'll see that there's really two parts to this conversation. As the title of the share was Women Learning Gemara in 2020, and that's going to really be relevant as we go on and see throughout history there have been different movements throughout time about women and learning, we'll call it in-depth learning. And we'll see where does that leave us in the world of today, and we'll have to try to figure that all out. But before we get to any of that, we have to go all the way back to the times of the Gemara to try to figure out how the Torah perceived the role of women in Talmud Torah. So we have a Gemara in Kiddushin, source number one. Famous Gemara in Kiddushin because we had it two Sundays ago. The Gemara over here is discussing the first parak of Kiddushin. How do you know that a father has certain obligations to his son? We know the Mishnah lists, the Braisa lists. What exactly are the obligations that a father has for a son? And we know one of them is that a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. And the Gemara says over there that the father has an obligation to teach his son Torah, mom does not. And the Gemara has the kasha, so the Gemara has the kasha that how do you know she doesn't have to learn Torah for herself? The Gemara has a cheshbon that you don't have to teach others if you don't have to learn yourself. So the Gemara says, how do you know women don't have to learn on their own? So the Gemara says, because we compare where it says the mitzvah of teaching to where it says to learn. So anyone that's obligated to teach you, then you must teach yourself. If others don't have to teach you, you don't have to teach yourself. How do you know others don't have to teach women? So the Gemara has a gzeres hakasav that you're not obligated to teach your daughter. And we have a rule that if you don't have an obligation to be taught, you don't have an obligation to learn on your own. So the Gemara concludes that women have absolutely no obligation in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is not disputed. Less man de public. No one thinks for a second that women have a general regular chi of Talmud Torah. Look back in last Sunday's shiur, we spoke about this in the Lomdisha angle, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that women have no obligation in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, does that mean they're not allowed to learn Torah? Absolutely not. That just means they don't have to learn Torah. As I tell my son, why does his sisters not have school on Sunday and he does? Because they don't have to learn Torah. He does. He's a boy. He has a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Women do not have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Does that mean they can't learn Torah? Absolutely not. Women perform mitzvah Seh Shazman Gromas. So the assumption would be is that women are allowed to learn Torah as well. If you look in the Rambam at number two, the Rambam writes very clearly, Noshin v'avodim uktanim pturim. Women, slaves, and children are pater from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But when it comes to a child, the father has obligation to teach him Torah. Shem Kol says, "Uli madatem oisimes b'nechem." You should teach your sons. But a lady is not obligated to teach her son Torah. She called chayev lil moed, chayev lil lamed. Anyone that has a chiyev to be taught, or has a chiyev to learn, has a chiyev to teach. And since women don't have a chiyev to learn, they don't have a chiyev to teach. So the Rambam is very clear, repeating the words of the Gemara, that there is no obligation for women in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, this is not so pasha. There's a Mishnah in Soita, in Yonad Yoma. This week's parasha talks about the idea of Soita. But in Eder, hopefully in tomorrow night's share, we'll discuss more of the Hashkafic outlook on the sugya of Soita. But we all know the Mishnah says in Soita, I believe the Mishnah is on Daf Yotes or Daf Chof. The Gemara is on Chof Aleph, but the Mishnah I think is a little earlier. Maybe the Mishnah is Chof Amar Aleph, I don't remember. So the Mishnah tells us like this. We know the story of the Saita that if she drinks the water and she's guilty, she implodes. If she drinks the water and she's innocent, so then she has either she'll be able to conceive children or she'll have beautiful children. Everything will be good, it'll be a brach. So the Mishnah says over there in Saita, depends. Im yesh lo schos, if she had some form of merit, hoysa toilala. That would be a reason why she doesn't implode. Yeshchus Toile Shana Achas, Yeshchus Toile Bei Shonim, Yeshchus Toile Gimel Shonim. Meaning, don't think for a second that if she doesn't implode immediately, it's a raya that she's scot-free. No, not necessarily. Maybe in Achanam, she married something wrong, but she has certain schusim that we're going to, so to say, delay or hold up her punishment. From here, Ben Azai learns that a father is obligated to teach his daughter Torah. Obligated to teach his daughter Torah. Why? So she should know that if she drinks, she should know that it's Torah. She should know that she didn't beat the system. She shouldn't walk away thinking she's smarter than the system. She should know that there's a din called Zchus Torah. Rebbe Eliezer says, "Kol amalam midbita teira. Anyone who teaches his daughter teira, ki'ilu lomda tiflus. As if he taught her tiflus." We're not going to translate now. We'll see how the Gemara translates. So we have a machlokes tanoim. Ben Azai holds a father is obligated to teach his daughter teira against the argument in kedushin. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. We have a machlokes tanoim whether or not a father is obligated to teach his daughter teira. Says the Gemara in Saita number 4. What did Ben Azai mean when he said Chayv Adam Lomis the Torah? So Rabbi Eliezer said, no. If you teach your daughter Torah, you're teaching her Tiflis. Frankly, Mar Tiflis Al Kadaitach. Do you really mean Tiflis? So to Rashi, what does that mean? Number 5, Dechi Torah Tiflis Karile. How could you call Torah Tiflis? Tiflis is such a derogatory term. How can you call that to teaching your daughter Torah? Ela Eimah Zakti Gemara Ki Ilu Lom the Tiflis. It's like you taught her Tiflis. Why? So to Rashi, very important Rashi number 5. Let's just finish the Gemara. Omer Rebbevo, my time with Rebbe Elazar. Why is Rebbe Elazar so against teaching your daughter Torah? The Sivka says in the positive, Ani chochma shechanti orma, I, wisdom, rest, orma, kiven shenichnas chochma ba'odem nichnas imoy armumis. When a person gets a little bit of wisdom, they also get a lot of trickery. What does that mean, Zakrashi? Number 5, shemi toicho hi mevina armumis v'asa divareho bahatsno. Rashi learns, Kipshutai, that we're afraid if we give the women Torah, they're going to learn how to do a little, shivish shticks, cutting corners, a chap, a this, a that. They're going to try to use the information that they're given to try to, so to say, beat the system. And that's a bad idea. That's the way Rashi learns the tiflus of teaching your daughter Torah. Okay, so we have machloikis tanoim. The Gemara does not paskin which way. It's a machloikis tanoim. But there's a very interesting Yushalmi, source number 6. This Yushalmi is found in the third parak of Saita, but it's also found quoted in Tosfos in Saita. So Yushalmi says like this: Mitroina shalas Rebbe Eliezer. A Mitroina was a lady. She came and she asked Rebbe Elazar the following question: When they machet achas b'maiso egel, why was it that when it came to the chet egel, there was one basic sin? Vehimaisim b'sholosh misus, but there were three different punishments given out to three different groups. Different people got different punishments at the Chet Egel. Frank, this lady to Rebbe Elazar, why is that? They all basically did the same thing wrong. They were all whatever aveira you want to consider it. Why was the punishment different? So Amar Lo, he said back to her, Ein chachmosei shalisha ela bepilcha. The wisdom of a lady is in her sewing abilities. Very, very not meet, you know, you, Me Too movement, not very, you know, accepted today, such a thing. You say that today to a wife, you will. Get smacked. It's a schooler. I guarantee you, you will get smacked across the face. Okay. Tichsev, because it says in the pasuk, "V'chol isha chachma slave piyadei tavu." Says in the pasuk, all the wisdom, all the a lady's wisdom is piyadei tavu, is in her hands to weave. Right, a very, very derogatory term. So what happens? So the Yushalmi, this is Yushalmi in Saita, Rabbi. So Yushalmi. So Amalai Horkin is benoi. So Horkinos, who was the son of a blazer, said to his father, "Bishvil shloy l'hashiva davar echel min atayra, ivadata mimeni shalosh meas kor ma'ase b'choshana." He said, "Because you didn't want to give her an answer, I lose out on all of 300 kor a year." What's going on over here? So the carbon Eda explains in number 7 that they were kehanim, and this lady, after getting spoken to by Rebbe Elazar, she decided she's no longer bringing her manas kahuna to this family. She's now going to bring it to someone else. So the son was all for time. He said, "Dad, why do you give her such attitude? And now that you gave her such attitude, I lose out on my ma'aser kahuna." So the Gemara, Yisham answered back, "Amalei yisrufu divrei Torah, va'yim suru l'noshim." He told him back something very powerful. It's better to burn the Torah than to give it over to women. So what's the lesson? Says the Karban Edah. Therefore, kol shegein she'elim sar lahem divrei Torah, which will have some moment. Meaning, therefore, if I believe that it's better to burn the Torah than give it to the ladies, so don't kvetch that you're losing money over not giving them telling them over Torah. Because it's better to burn the books Kol Shekin, it's better to do something that's going to upset a lady and not tell her what's going on. So this Yushami is very, very powerful. The Yushami is saying that it's better to burn the Torah than to give it over to women. So basically, this Yushami is very clear, picking sides in this machloikis, that don't tell women any Torah, nothing, garnished. Even if they ask you a question, even if they're researching and they're seeking out information, don't tell them, better to burn the Torah. Okay? How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So if you look in the Rambam at number 8, the Rambam writes the following, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the Rambam, isha shalom de Torah, if a lady learns Torah, yesh l'schar, she will get some form of reward. Aval eina kischarish, but it will not be as great as the reward for a man. Because she's not obligated. In any time you do a mitzvah where you're not obligated, you do not get the same reward as someone who's obligated. That's the famous rule. Greater is that is commanded than he that is not commanded. Says now here's what.
Are we translating the word Torah right now?
Oh, that's what we're going to get to right now. Now we're going to figure out what is Torah including. Right now, so Dr. Rambam. Even though I just got finished telling you that if a lady sits down and learns Gemara, she'll get reward. But sivu chachamim, our chachamim commanded shlo yilmar odom as bita Torah, that a man should not teach his daughter Torah. Why? Neshiroiv hanoshim ein daite michavenis lehislamet. Because most women, their mind cannot understand the learning. Elohim moitzias divrei Torah ledivrei hava. They're going to make the Torah into Havo, the Fianias Daiton. So it sounds like the Rambam is coming from a different angle than Rashi. We'll see in a second, maybe not. But the Rambam sounds like the problem with the women is they're not going to properly understand. They're going to botch things up. They're going to confuse things. They're not going to get it clear. Therefore, Zok the Rambam, therefore, Amru Chachomim, Kom Lamed is Bita Torah, Ki'ilu Lom the Tiflis. So the Rambam is passing clearly, like Rebbe Eliezer against Ben Azai. So now we have a psak halacha. We don't pass him like Ben Azai, who says Chayiv Adam Lulman is Bita Torah. But on the contrary, this is a very interesting machlokes tonight. It's mamish mikotz al kotzah. According to Ben Azai, you have an obligation to teach your daughter Torah. Right? There will be a very big nafkamin. We've spoken about this before in halacha shurim. Pashtus, you hold that there's no chiv to teach your daughter Torah. So the big question is, so why can't I give meiser money for my daughter's education? My son, I have a chiv Talmud Torah in, so therefore I can't use my money for my son's education. Why can't I use my money for my daughter's education? So this is a discussion we've spoken about in our series on my money. We discussed why that's not a viable option. But if you hold like Ben Azai that you're chayiv to teach your daughter Torah, so that's the same as your son. But if you go the other way, that you're not only obligated, you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah, then you have to ask yourself, where's your tuition money going? Okay? But those are the two extremes in the tonight. The Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah. Now the Rambam gets interesting. Zok the Rambam, what's Torah? B'medvar amurim b'Torah shaval peh. That's Torah shaval peh. Mishnayis, Gemara, Braises, Toseftas. Avol Torah shebiksav. What about Torah shebiksav? Tanakh. The things that boys don't learn and things the girls do learn. Lo yilmad oisei lechatchila. Even that, Zok the Rambam, don't lechatchila teach them. But v'imlamda inikim lamda tiflis. So the Rambam just did over here was, he said like this. Really, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Teaching your daughter Torah is terrible. But it depends what you're teaching her. If you're teaching her Gemara, you're teaching her Reb Kivega, you're teaching her Rajba on the Sugya, in Shas, that's Tiflis. But if you want to teach her Torah Shabbat, not the end of the world. But, don't do it with a Chatchila. Meaning, if I sit there and have a Seder Tanakh with my daughter, which I did Shavuos night, or at least I tried to keep my eyes open to learn some Navi with my daughter, right? So according to the Rambam, I didn't teach her Tiflis. But I really shouldn't have done it. Avol lechatchila zok the Rambam, I shouldn't have done it. So the question is why? If Torah shebiksav is okay, and it's not tiflus, so why can't I even do it lechatchila? This is the middle ground that the Rambam is creating. According to the Rambam Shita, is I can't teach my daughter Torah shebiksav. That's out. No Gemara shavs with my daughter. Fine. What about Tanakh? What about Torah shebiksav? So zok the Rambam, well, if you do it, it's not so bad, but I don't want you doing it lechatchila. Where did that come from? Meaning, if that's Pshan and Rebbe Eliezer, if Rebbe Eliezer holds that Tiflis does not include Torah Shebal Ksav, so then I can do it lechatchila. If Rebbe Eliezer does include in Tiflis Torah Shebal Ksav, then why isn't it considered Tiflis? Where did the Rambam pull this out, this middle madrega? Very, very difficult to understand the Shita Sar Rambam. And the reason why it's relevant for us is because the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is exactly like this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes word for word, Halach L'mais in Yeridea, which we'll see in a few minutes on the Ma'amar Koyim Sheets, in Reish Mem Vav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Mechaber Pasuk is exactly like this Rambam. So we got to figure out what this means. I can't teach my daughter Lechatchila, but B'dieved it's not Tiflis. What's this all about? So the Torah Tamima number 9 and his commentary in Sefer Dvarim on the Pasuk of V'lumadtem Oisim Es B'neichem, so the Torah Tamima writes like this. He says, even though the words of the Rambam sound a little bit different than Rashi, right? Rashi was saying that if you're going to teach the girls Torah, they're going to use it to be cunning and to make up, come up with these loopholes and these problems. While according to the Rambam, it has something to do with they're going to take it out of context, perhaps, or misunderstand it. Says the Torah Tamima, V'yisoyt kol hadvar me'eluhu al pi yisoyt tivi echad. They're all really the same idea. Shebetchunas hanoshem didaitin kalus. Because they all, it's under this banner that there's a phrase that the Gemara throws around called noshem didaitin kalus. Zogter, ukemoy shikasim, seif menachos kuf yud omer aleph, shehabonois enen daitin misyasheves aleim. That their mind doesn't understand things. Again, I'm trying to be politically correct as best as I can. I have a house full of plenty of women in this house. In my house, I don't want to get in trouble, nor do I want to come off sounding, you know, negative, chas v'shalom. But he writes, ulechein ein b'yicholtem l'hamik choke b'dast kifa. They don't have that tifa way of thinking. The lovei ad oimik kavonis ha-teiru. V'efshur shetavar b'dayta l'hadas ha-teiru, emelel gam tasem mitcho. He's saying it's just the way they're wired, the way their mind works. So if you look up the Torah Tamim, and I urge you all to do it, is he asks Akasha himself. He says, but don't we say women have Bina Yisera? You ask your wives, they'll all tell you they have Bina Yisera. And I'll be honest, they do. They're much smarter than us most of the times. So Frank Dior Torah Tamim on himself, what's the difference between Bina Yisera and Noshem Daitan Kals? It's a fascinating piece. I personally didn't understand it, which is why I didn't put it down in the Ma'amar Kayma sheets. But if you want to look up a nice piece to try to understand, maybe a nice piece to learn with your wife, is to understand the two concepts in Chazal. That one hand we say, Noshem Daitan Kalas, that they lack a certain comprehension, certain understanding, and for that reason they're not allowed to learn Gemara. But yet we say they have Bina Yisera. They have a certain deeper understanding than men do. Well, which one is it? Are they lightheaded or are they Bina Yisera? It's a great question. It's a philosophical question that perhaps needs a discussion for itself. But again, the simple answer is that Bina Yisera is different than Daitan, Noshem Daitan Kalas. Bina Yisera is a certain insight, perhaps. Bina Yisera is a certain, I call, a vision. Women have much more of a vision of what's going to happen. Men think short term. Women think long term. But Noshem Daitan Kalas is a certain comprehension, how to break things down. Men have a certain ability to break things down, how to break things down into a chakira, into two sides, into possibilities. Bina Yisera means an outlook you can look forward. Meaning, men don't look at tomorrow. They look at the right now. My wife tells me this all the time. We look at the right now. They look in the future. You know, they say, if you do X, Y, and Z, this is going to happen. So I think that's some... Could be that's even what the Torah Tamim means in the Sefer. You have to look it up. But it's an interesting aura, nonetheless, the difference between Noshem Daitan Kalas and Bina Yisera. Okay. Now, Reb Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, Reb Shach makes a very important diak in this Rambam, which the Chayra, many of you are probably thinking to yourself as well. Says Reb Shach, I apologize for the small print, that's the way it comes in the Yotzer Chachma. Reb Shach makes the following diak in the Sefer Avi Ezri, number 10. He says, Hine Mefurish Kan. Says Reb Shach, look at the Lashon of the Rambam carefully. What is the Rambam Kira talking about? Teaching, teaching, teaching. Father can't teach his daughter, can't teach his daughter. Says Reb Shach, what happens if the daughter wants to learn on her own? Forget dad. Right? Most of our kids don't need us anyways, except when they need a credit card. They don't need us to teach them. They'll get their own Gemara, they'll sit down, they'll learn themselves. Is that a problem? So Zot Reb Shach in number 10, he named Mefurish Kan, Shekol ma she'amru ki'ilu melam de tiflis, shehu din rak alo av. Zot Reb Shach, the Rambam holds the whole tiflis is when you try to be an educator. That you're not allowed to teach your Torah Shabbat Peh. Abu Ha'isha Atzma Himikayemis Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Umu Teres Hilil Moid. Zot Reb Shach, if she wants to go on her own and sit down and crack open a Gemara, not only is that what the Rambam means when he says she gets Schar, that's even Mutter. The only issue is for you to teach her. But if she wants to sit by herself and learn Zot Reb Shach, no problem. Why? Shehiyo Das Ba'atma Shalem Edis Laslamit. She knows what her intention is. Meaning Zot Reb Shach, I can't teach my daughter because I don't know what's in her mind. But if she knows what's in her mind, she knows that if she's sitting down to learn Gemara, it's because she wants to be a well-versed, a well-rounded woman. Masha'inkein, if I teach her, I don't know what she's thinking. Do I know if she's thinking in the back of her head that she's trying to use this, or she's not going to? If she makes a conscious decision, so she knows what she's doing. Because it has to be the way, says Ibshach. Because what was the opening line of the Rambam? That if a lady learns, she gets schar. What do you mean? I thought a lady's not allowed to learn. The answer is a lady's not allowed to be taught by her father, but she's allowed to learn on her own. Why, says Ibshach, Givaldik? He says, Because she knows what she's going to do with it. She's going to learn it properly. And the male Zotib Shachi is a Pella on the Vilna Gaon. We mentioned this in the Sunday morning show. The Vilna Gaon said that he doesn't understand how could a lady make a bracha on Bechas HaTorah. She's not allowed to learn Torah. Frektib Shachami, she's not allowed to learn Torah. Of course she's allowed to learn Torah. You're not allowed to teach her Torah. She's allowed to learn Torah. So the male Zotib Shachi, he believes that if a girl decides on her own, Hinani Mukham Zuman, forget my father. My father said, I'm a bigger lamb than my father. I don't want to learn by him. I'm going to learn by myself. I'm going to take up a Gemara. I'm going to learn. So that's what the Rambam meant when he said that she gets chah. So not only is it not asur, it's mutter. And she'd even get reward. You just can't teach her. That's the way Rav Shach learned the Rambam. Now this would be a gavalda kekula. For all those girls who have a driving desire to learn Gemara, so here you go. Don't learn with your father. Sit down by yourself. Get a Gemara. Now, here's an interesting shayla. Let's say she decides, I want to listen to Y Torah. There's a lot of Geshmakashum on Y Torah. Let's say a girl decides, she really would love to learn Reb Loz Demila Be'in. So she decides that someone gave a Shen Reb Loz Demila. She wants to listen to all the Shum on Reb Loz Demila Be'in. Now, it's not her father teaching her. Is that considered someone's teaching her Torah? Or that's considered self-learned Torah? So if you look for a second in 11b in the left corner, from the Sefer Shevet HaKahasi, from one of the Belza Dayonim, he writes, even if in Timtzel Loim you hold like Reb Shach, that a girl's allowed to learn on her own, but if she'd listen to a Daf Yomi online or a Daf Yomi Shir, that would be not considered self learning. That would be considered being taught. He says, no, that's like individuals learning. Even though he's speaking to the mass, but it's like he's speaking to each individual. So he paskins that would be awesome. I don't know. I would have disagreed. I would have thought that I'm not teaching this girl. Why is this different than she? Again, go back to the reason. The reason is I can't teach anyone because I don't know what their mindset is. But if she knows her mindset, she knows she's a good girl who just wants to learn a lot of Torah, so why can't she use my shurim? I'm not teaching it to her. She's taking the Torah. You could debate it. But he paskins halacha l'maaseh that even if a girl, so it's going to be a very hard time. I'm not sure how she's going to do this. Who's going to teach her Gemara if she has no one to learn from? To me, that's
Could you hold up the makers of art scroll?
Right. So I'm not sure how far do you go. You're going to say, oh, so art scroll also is considered, when the writers of art scroll are teaching? Probably not. Probably art scroll would probably be a little bit of a better sell. Now, this heter is not going to get too far, as we'll see that many achrayim disagree with this heter. For example, Rav Shmuel Vosner in the Sefer Shevet HaLevi writes, now, between me and you, I think this is the most dangerous way to teach girls Gemara. With no Messiah, no teaching for them just to do it on their own. That's going to be the biggest divrei havo. They're going to make up whatever they want to make up. I think that's, in my mind, that's a lot scarier than allowing them to be taught from a Rebbe or from a father, but that's what the Reb Shach is like from in the Rambam. However, Reb Shmuel Vosner writes in Shevet Levi, without a doubt, Vada, he says, the Dava Pashatu, the Lav Davka Av Labito Oibebe Sefer. It doesn't matter who's teaching it. Also, Lilmoid Lunoshim Teresh Vape. Elogamo Isha La'atzma. Even a girl by herself, but Oifen Prati, individually, Asura, she is prohibited to learn. She tiftach ba'atzmoi, shehi ma'amiyat. Even if she's convinced that she's the minority, she ain't a beged the malam. No, she says to herself, I'm not one of the tiflis girls. I'm going to get it right, and I'm not going to. I'm perfect. Elo she'im lomda di'evet ve'olso lo shehi balas seichel toiv ve'enim miroi va'anoshim shemoytzis devetoy la'avilam. He says no. You know what Pshat in the Rambam is? The Rambam is not lechatchila. Reb Shach learned the Rambam that there's a group of girls that are allowed to go out and lechatchila learn Torah, and that group will always get schar. And who's that group? Zok Reb Shach. Those are girls who go on their own. Zok Reb Shmuel Vaz. That's not Pshat in the Rambam. Pshat in the Rambam is like this: if a girl's going to take a leap of faith and say to herself, "I'm pretty sure I'm going to come out okay," and she comes out okay, and she spends 5, 10 years learning, and she never does different hava, she never bashes up a svara, she never corrupts a halacha. Then Huvra Dovel Mafreya, that she had a right to learn. So there was Zoktib Shmuel Vaz, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean you're allowed to lechatchila have these girls go out and learn it. If they go and do it, Eloshim Lomda Dieved, if she goes and learns, and later on we find that she actually did a good job. She got Kupshat in the Gemara, she learned Reb Kivega right, she learned Reb Shimon the right way, probably better than the guys did, right? She got everything right. Then the Mafreya shall get Tzchar for all that learning. whether or not the Rambam is at least giving us some form of a heter, at least one way to justify women learning on their own. Interesting that the way the Torah quotes this exact Rambam that we just had. We had the Rambam, and the Rambam drew a distinction, which we still need to know where the Rambam got it from, but the Rambam was mechalik between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. The Rambam said, when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, that's tiflis. Under no circumstances is the father permitted to teach his daughter Torah, that's tiflis. But you could teach your Torah Shebiksav, just not lechatchim. So question number one is, who told the Rambam this distinction between Torah Shebalpeh and Torah Shebiksav? Who told the Rambam that? How does he know? Where does it say a distinction between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh? And secondly, so why can't I teach it to her lechatchila? So the Tur had apparently a different version in the Rambam. And it makes a big nafkamina lehalacha. So if you look in the Tur number 12, he says, Kasav Rambam. He quotes our Rambam, where it's kemat word for word until you get to the end. Where he says, Bamedvam amurim b'tosha b'ksav. The Tur quotes the Rambam saying, no. Do you know when teaching your daughter is tifles? That's if you teach your daughter Tanakh. Avo b'tosha b'apel, layim alesa b'tchila, v'im limda eina kemalam de tiflis. The Rambam, the way the Torah quotes the Rambam is the backwards. That if you want to sit down and have a chavush d'shaf with your daughter in Tanakh, that's called teaching her tiflis. That's terrible, that's horrific. But if you want to have a gemara chavush d'shaf with your daughter, that's not teaching her tiflis, but lechatchila you shouldn't do it. So the way the Torah quotes the Rambam is very different than the way we have the Rambam. We have the Rambam that Torah shebiksav is the okay and Torah shebalpeh is the tiflis. The Torah quotes the Rambam the reverse. The tiflis is Torah shebiksav, and the Torah shebalpeh is the thing that's not so bad. So right away, the Beis Yosef at number 13 jumps on this tour, and he says, no. He writes, Tos Sofer Yeshkan. It's a printing mistake. I love when we do that. Tos Sofer Yeshkan. Printing mistake. Ki besifri hai Rambam kosev behepach, because in all the writings of the Rambam, it says the other way around. That what? Torah Shebalpeh is the tiflis, and Torah Shebiksav is the manageable one. So the Beis Yosef concludes, don't lose sweat over this tour. The whole thing is a printing mistake, and we go back to the original assumption. However, the Prisha, who we're going to discuss a little bit tonight, both historically and more, actually we're going to talk more about his wife than him, which is an interesting thing. But the Prisha makes the following observation. Says the Prisha number 14, he says, "Umikom mokam yesh litin tam tzas legirsa sifri hator." Says the Prisha, even though I know that the Beis Yosef already told us that it's a printing mistake, and the Prisha lived in the 1600s, he came after the Beis Yosef, so he says, even though I know that it's a printing mistake, I want to say a pshat. I want to attempt to be mazbe this tour. Again, what was the tour? The Torah quoted the Rambam that the Rambam says that teaching your daughter Torah Shebiksav is tiflis, but teaching your daughter Torah Shebalpeh, not the end of the world. So the kash is, what's the svara of the Rambam? Says the priest, I'll tell you Gishmak svara. He says, "Mekom mokem yesh litin tam ktsas legirsa sifri ator. Shebekulam nichtav v'nitvas kein, b'bnei sheyesh hefsid yoyser kishmanichim Torah Shebiksav, b'divri hava, ma'a sheyesh b'Torah Shebalpeh." He wants to tell you this. There's more harm that could come when you botch up the Torah Shebiksav when it comes to the Torah Shebalpeh. And you're afraid, if you're going to teach your daughter Torah Shebiksav, you teach it in the wrong way, she's going to be violating Yisuri Deraisa. What happens if you teach your daughter Reb Kiveger and she botched Reb Kiveger? Okay, she got the lomdas wrong. You're going to teach your daughter Geshmaka Hakir, you're going to teach her two dinim in something, and she gets the two dinim wrong. Okay, no. But Zok the Prisha, if you're going to teach your daughter Apostle Chumash, and she's going to say Loi Signoivu with a Vav instead of with an Aleph, you're going to got big problems on your hands. So therefore, Zok the Prisha, that's Pshat in the Torah. If you're going to teach your daughter Torah Shebalpeh, Torah Shebiksav, stay far away from Torah Shebiksav. It's dangerous. Why? Because the mistakes in Torah Shebiksav can be very, very large. Very large. But when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, no. So she botches the Mishnah, she confuses Beis Shammah with Beis Hillel, a little less problematic. So explains the Prisha, Pshat, in this Girsa of the Torah.
Right, Zachal, but why, in the case, I'm sorry, I came in a couple minutes late, but you should not, in the Gemara, when it discusses about she's not from the Venech and they live in Limud,
yes,
they have to go to a Limud. Why would they go have to go to a Limud if it's so obvious that there are issues with it, in terms of the Lashon by the Kalos?
Right. So it's a good point. The Gemara in Kedusha never talks about this Machlokes Ben Azan and Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't even bring it up at all. The Mashmaos of the Gemara in Kedusha is that there's absolutely nothing wrong with teaching your daughter Torah. You're just not obligated. Right, 100%. Right, from our Gemara in Kedusha, it's very misleading. Because our Gemara in Kedusha, you just walk away and say, well, she doesn't have to, but she could. Doesn't say anywhere she can't. Comes along the Mishnah in Saita with Rebbe Elazar ben Azai, where you already start to get an impression that there's something actually dangerous or wrong with teaching her Torah. How do we paskin la halacha? Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch together. It's a word for word of the Rambam, the girsa of the Rambam that we have, not the girsa of the Prisha. So the Rambam Shita, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is exactly like the Rambam, that you're allowed to teaching your Torah Teresh Valpeh is Tiflus. That's a big no-no. Teaching your Torah Teresh Valpeh is not Tiflus, but nonetheless, it's not Dom Lechatchil. And then he quotes the Ramah, which we spoke about a lot on Sunday. We'll read it again because it's very Negei Halacha L'maaseh also. Hagah, U'mikol Mokem Chayeves or Isha Lomar Dinim Hashaychem Le'isha. She is obligated to learn the things that she needs to know. Again, we mentioned the Beis Halevi, that's not Al Talmud Torah, but it's Al Mitzvahs. But Lamaisa, the women have to know the things that they have to know. What are the things that women have to know? We'll see Bli Neder on page 4. What exactly are those rules? But that's not disputed. A lady has to know what she needs to know, because you can't keep Shabbos if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos. You can't cook in the kitchen if you don't know Basa B'chal. That's always a joke. Most yeshiva guys, when they get married, the wives know more halacha than them. Because in the yeshivas, the way they're structured, there's very little limud halacha, and the girls learn much more halacha, which is the way it should be. In my humble opinion, they should be learning 98% halacha and 2% everything else. But lamaisa, that's the bulk of it, is halacha. You gotta know what to do. Shabbos, you gotta know yichud, you gotta know the basa b'chalav, you gotta know a lot to know. And the boys have to know it also. I'm not saying the boys shouldn't know it. I think the boys definitely should learn it also. I teach in yeshiva where we teach halacha lamaisa to boys that are of older age, because I think boys need to learn halacha lamaisa also. But lamaisa in the structured yeshiva system, they don't learn halacha until they get to kailu, if at all, at some point in their life. But the girls have to learn halacha, says the Rama. So that you're mechuyev to learn. Now the Vilna Gaon is bothered. Where did the Mechaber pull this? Where did the Mechaber slash Rambam pull this idea of a chiluk between Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Eliezer said it's Tiflus. Everything's Tiflus. Who told you only certain things are Tiflus? So the Vilna Gaon tells us to look in a Mishnah in the Dar. Again, the Vilna Gaon, small print. He writes over here, Mimash Ekosev Perek Dalo Din Nedarim. It's based on a Mishnah Nedarim. Okay? What's the Mishnah Nedarim number 17? Mishnah Nedarim is talking about a person who makes Hanah, makes a Neder. I'm not going to get a Hanah from another person. So the Mishnah over there writes, Umilamdai Medrash Halacha Nagadis. You're allowed to teach that person that you're not allowed to get Hanah from. You're allowed to teach him Medrash Halacha Nagadis. Avalo Yilamdenu Mikro. But you're not allowed to teach that individual Chumash. Okay? Not so negate to us. But look at the next last line. Avo Milamid who has Banav. But you may teach his children, his boys and his daughters, mikra. So what do you see, says the Vilna Gaon, that it's okay to teach girls mikra? Before your Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah is talking about with regard to Isser Hanoh and that. But what do you see from the Mishnah Nedarim? That it's completely permissible to educate girls in mikra. So Zok the Vilna Gaon, that was the mikar for the Rambam. So one second. So why is it not Lechatchila then? The Rambam said, Lechatchila, don't teach your daughters mikra. But if you do, it's okay. But doesn't the Mishnah say openly? So if you go back to the Vilna Gaon number 16, small print, he writes, V'av sheha Rambam loy hitik b'hagosov, b'shum de Lechatchila b'kol mokam asr. Zok to Vilna Gaon, there's one problem. Look right under that, I wrote, B'chol kisve hayad loy gersinan v'es b'naisov. Many Rishonim change the gears of the Mishnah, and they only have the word banav, not the word b'noisof, which means you have no raya from a Mishnah in the Darim that you're allowed to teach girls mikra. So therefore, the whole raya falls off. V'chein ha-Rambam lo yitiku. And the Rambam himself doesn't have it there. The Rambam himself doesn't have it there. You know why, says the Gra? Because the Rambam holds the Chatchil, you're still not supposed to teach them Torah. So meaning it's not the end of the world, but it's still not preferable. It's still not preferable. Which means, even according to the Shulchan Aruch / Rambam, lechatchila you should not sit down and learn Tanakh with your daughter. Fine. Comes along the Torah Tamima, and he writes, what's the lumness of the chiluk between Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh? So he writes like this, U'kemoi she'ivanu lemalo, v'zeh shayich rak b'Torah Shebaalpeh. He wants to tell you that the reason why we're more afraid of teaching girls Torah Shebaalpeh is because she'efshel lintoyz hadas letzadim shayin b'tamim v'svar shayinis. The Torah Shebaalpeh is much more complex, much more going on. Torah Shebaktav is relatively simple. It's not too much to get confused or misconstrued on. Therefore, the opposite of the preacher. So therefore, says the Torah to me, but that's why the Rambam permits you to teach your daughter Torah Shebaktav. But Torah Shebaalpeh, there's too much danger, and therefore we don't teach them Torah Shebaalpeh. Comes along the Taz. And the Taz is bothered with the same kash. Why is it there's a chiluk between Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh? He writes it, a very important Taz. This is perhaps one of the most important parts of this entire sugya. Writes the Taz number 19. He says, the Torah costs of Ibcha, he calls the Torah, the cost of Beisayashim, Shetal Sefer Yeshbazan. Veikah Kamashir Koskan. Fu Nochen Betamai. Says the Taz, the version that we have in the Rambam is correct for its reason. What does that mean? The Matzin with Pashas HaMelech, because we always have to go back to the old Gemara Chagigah Dav Gimel. The Gemara Chagigah Dav Gimel told us about Hakel. What does it say over there? Hakel, Sanoshim, Vanoshim. The HaMelech HaYolom et Sefer Mishneh Torah. So what do you see from there, Zokta Taz? That it's okay for girls to learn Chumash. Because if it wouldn't be okay for girls to learn Chumash, what were they doing by Hakel? It says they came to Hakel to hear. What do you hear? They had to put ear, they had to stick their fingers in their ears and not allowed to hear Chumash. Elamai says the Taz, from that Gemara Chagiga, you see it's okay for women to hear Chumash. So what's the obvious follow-up? So this is a Numakar. Not like the Vilna Gaon who brought a Raif from a Mishnah in the dirt. It's a Mefusha Pasuk, says the Taz. From the fact that women used to come to Hakel, and they used to hear the Pesukim being read. What was said at Hakel? They didn't say Chakir was in Hakel. They didn't read Mishnah Tereshubah, but they read Tereshubah Ksav. So there was like the Taz. You see from there that it's okay to teach girls Tereshubah Ksav. Now what's the only problem? But the Rambam says, but lechatchila you shouldn't. Why not? So frek the Taz, the Yesh Lahakshi, Simkin, Afi lechatchila, Shari Kimai Hasam. If the Makar is from Pasha, if the Makar is from Hakel, by Hakel was lechatchila, wasn't Bediyevit. So why can't I teach my daughter Chumash lechatchila? Says the Taz, nearly the Hasam, Loidarish HaMelech, Ki Im Pshute Hadvar. You should know, the king didn't give an overly long dish of Chumash. It was very simple. That you can do lechatchila. That's what we do. Simple. Says in the Chumash, Bereishis Bar Lekibas Hashemayim Vesaretz. Mashenkin belimut pirish divrei Torah derches chachmos v'havana. But to give a deeper understanding to the psukim, zehu asru lechatchila. That's what's asru lechatchila. So it sounds like according to the Taz, the teacher, daughter Chumash, you want to learn with your daughter. Parshas HaShavua, so she should know what happens in the parsha. Fine, beautiful. You want to teach your daughter Navi, so she should know Navi, beautiful. But you're going to start teaching all the depth to the Torah, and whatever this means when he says, Derech es hachmos v'havona, the deeper understandings there, Midrash, which I always thought includes Rashi, right? That would be Rashi, when Rashi quotes all those Gemaras, every girl learns Rashi, we'll have to see how that's okay, but according to the Taz, what is definitely okay is to teach a Chumash. She should know this week's parasha is something called Parshas Nazir, and a Parshas Soiter, and a Parshas whatever. That's fine. As long as it's keeping it simple. Zok the Taz, that's fine. And he says, I'll bring you a right from the Lashon Gemara. V'zeh muvah m'loshon ha-Talmud. That's the Lashon Gemara Chagiga. Anoshim l'lmoy v'anoshim l'shmoya. Da'ayinu sh'anoshim lo yashimu lev rak b'pshuti hadvar m'shmoyosim. All the women did was heard. Lilmud means without tifkeit. Learning means you learn it up. You sit there and you break it down and you figure out what it means. Listening just means you listen. You listen means you basically take it in. Nothing too heavy. You know, you take it. Avoloi b'chelik alim, but you're not going to learn it. So the Taz has a very important heter. According to the Taz, even if you accept the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and you desperately want to learn Tanakh with your daughter, how can you justify the chatchil? The answer is by keeping it very simple. No perushim, no commentary. Just read the story. This is what it says in the parasha. Hashem said to Moshe, blah, blah, this and that. Hashem said to Aaron, this and that. The Novi said this, that. Yaitza, give Aaron, finish. That would be completely permissible according to the Taz, according to the Shulchan. That's one very important heter that is out there. Now again, this is all in the Shulchan Aruch's world. The Chida lived in the 1700s. The Chida had a very big chiddush lahalacha in his sefer. His sefer is called Toiv Ein. The Chida wrote many svarim. So one of his svarim, he writes like this. He comes up with a gevaldik chiddush halacha l'maisa, which we already saw somewhat. He says, "Ulechein pirish a Rambam, the pirish divrei tiflas haynu she'ena mechavenes lomoid, elomoid sees divrei toil divrei avah." The Rambam learned that what are we concerned about? We're worried that if a girl's going to learn, they're going to botch it up. If you try explaining your daughter a gemara, she's going to get it all wrong and make these, you know, bad conclusions. I uberbur yershe kiruba shayse kavanos lomoid b'choliba. He's bothered with a kasha from a famous Gemara, which we'll hopefully get to in a few minutes, about the wife of Rav Meir named Buria. And Buria was his wife. Interesting book, if anyone wants to read about it. More about the life of Buria, the wife of Rav Meir. Right? They named the school after her. Right? She was a very special woman. So how was she allowed to learn Torah? She says, Zokta Chida, it's not a kasha. If you have someone that you can tell that they're not going to play games with the Torah, they're doing it l'shem Shemayim, such a person is allowed to learn Torah. They're allowed to learn Torah. He says, "Ubeburiya shekir ba shayse kavanosa lulmoy b'chol liba." The goddess, she was a smart girl. She can do it. She wasn't botching things up. That's why she learned. So therefore, Zogdi Chido, if you have someone that you see is getting it, like she's getting the Gemara, it's working, she's understanding things, then it would be mutter for her to learn. Now, the Prisha makes the same diuk that Reb Shach made. The Prisha writes, number 20b, a similar heter to the Chida. He writes, Avalim lamda la'atzma. If she learns on her own, then onu roim sheyotza meheroiv. We know she's not like most girls. She wants to learn the Torah properly. She's not looking to corrupt it or misunderstand it. But you can't teach her. You don't know, this is like Reb Shach wanted to learn. You don't know what your daughter is thinking, but she knows what she's thinking. So if a girl decides in her own desire to learn, we can assume she's doing it for the right reasons. And therefore, she can learn Torah. She can learn anything she wants. But you can't teach her because you don't know what's in her mind. Okay, now there's a Bala Turim over here. Interesting Bala Turim. He writes, in the Pasuk says, Klei Gever Alisha. We know there's a violation for men to wear women's clothing. So he writes over here, Bigmatria Klei Toira Remez Shayilmar Adam Labita Toira. Okay, I didn't crunch the numbers, but the Bala Turim says, this is a Gematria. From this Pasuk, you're not supposed to teach your daughter Toira. Comes along the Torah Tamima with a very interesting heter, along the lines of the heter we've been using till now. And he writes from a sefer, which he says he doesn't know who wrote it, but I believe it's from, I think, the 1600s. He writes, V'hine re'inu la'atikam b'sefer inyan, sefer atik yomin, yokar ha'metzias ha'nikra me'ein ganim, u'mechaber ibshmul b'rebochon and Yaakov ha'karvliti, ma'shekosav al isha chochma achas benidin heter tamutel anoshim, v'zel l'shoyne, b'hemshech dvarim. This famous line that if you teach your daughter Torah, you're teaching her Tiflos. Ulai Nemar, that said, that's if you teach your daughter when she's young. But he writes, but if you're going to teach her when she's older, she's more mature, her mind works better, then it's okay. So he comes up with a Gevaldik Heter. You can't teach them when they're young, but when they're older, it's okay. You can teach them when they're older. Says the Torah Tamim, the last line, he doesn't know like Mechatesa, who told you such a chiluk. But nonetheless, this is a chiluk that it depends how old you are. If you're in your youth, we don't know what's going to happen in your youth. So therefore, we're nervous. As you get older and you start to develop, you start to mature, then it's okay for the father to teach his daughter Torah. That's one heter that the Torah Tamim quotes from this safe.
I don't understand, why would that be any different than a young boy? We don't know what he's thinking. We don't know, like...
So again, I think you're going to have to either say, but for the boys, you have to, and or you'll have to say, but since women have this innate dait and kalus, they have to prove themselves otherwise. And until they prove themselves otherwise, we have to assume that they're not going to act appropriately. That's what I would have to answer, even though it doesn't sound so nice, but that's probably the answer. Now, the problem with everything we've learned till now is there's too many memory chazal that seem to contradict everything we've learned. What do I mean by that? Number 23, right? Shoiftim. I have the privilege of teaching Shoiftim this year to my Talmidim, and it's fascinating. If you learn the beginning of Shoiftim, you're introduced to a girl named Devorah, a very special woman. And what does the Pasuk say about her in number 23? V'yoshev es tachas tamar Devorah, bein aram o bein beis el b'har afrayim, v'yalu aleh b'nei yisrael ha'mishpat. Everyone brought the shells. She was a Pesach. Now, you can't pass in shells if you don't know anything. So how is she passing in shells? So clearly, women are allowed to learn Torah. Now, this is not such a great kasha, because the Rishonim already asked this kasha. The Rishonim asked that how is Devorah allowed to be a judge? The Mishnah says that if you can't be a witness, you can't be a judge. And women are pasul eidos. So how is a lady allowed to be a judge? How is Devorah allowed to be a judge? So Tosfos says, Nida, Shani Devorah, because Hashem told her to do it. Okay, that's a good answer. You can't beat that answer. So if Hashem did it, Hashem did it. Now, not the time for now to discuss it, but Lamaisa, why did Hashem do that? Why would Hashem basically change the rules? Now, can you imagine living in a time where the Gadol Hadar was a lady? It's amazing. It's an amazing Metzias. She was the Gadol, she was the Gadol, she was the Paisik. She was the biggest Paisik at the time, was Devorah. She was it. Right? And now we're discussing whether or not even allowed to teach a girl Tanakh. The answer is, says Taisus and Nida, that was Exer Sakasav, Hashem said so. So that's not such a kash. But if you look at number 24, is a very famous Gemara about Bruria, Gemara Psach. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Samach Bezim, the Gemara was talking about how much time it takes to learn the Sefer called Sefer Yuchsin. So the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim said, or Tamaim said, give it to me, I can learn it very fast. So the Gemara said back, Omalei, Uma Briar, the Beisaidu Rev Meir Barti, the Rechina Ben Trajan, if Madoch, the Bruria, who was the wife of Rev Meir and the daughter of Rechina Ben Trajan, the Tanya Tlas Meir Shmato, she learned 300 statements, Biyoima, a day, in a day, Migimel Meir Rabbis, from 300 different rabbis. That's a lot of learning. And she couldn't finish Sefer Yochsim in 3 years. And you're going to learn it in 3 months? Now, what does that mean? She learned 300 Shemitahs from 300 Rabbeim. So I think we can all agree she learned a lot of Torah. How was she allowed to do it? Or how was Bruria allowed to learn Torah? So the answer might be, she was self-taught. She did not learn it from someone. She taught it to herself. Either like the Chida said, like the Prisha said, or like Reb Shach said. Then there's another Gemara, which is also not earth-shattering. Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about the Tkufa. If you just skip to the last line, the Gemara says that that V'loy Matsu Amaretz Migivas V'ad Antifras. You would not be able to find an Amaretz in the cities of Givas until Tifras. V'loy Matsu Tinik V'tinoikis. No boy, no girl. Ish V'isha, man or lady. Shalei Hayu Bikin B'Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. That we're not experts in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Now, we all know you can only become an expert if you actually study something very well. So how are all the women experts in Tumah V'Tahara? So the way to get out of this Gemara is to say, those are Dinam HaShaychem La. Experts means she knew all the halachas because she also had to know Tumah V'Tahara. So therefore, this Gemara might not be such an earth-shattering riot, because you can always argue that when the Gemara says that the women were experts in Tumah V'Tahara, it's not because they learned all the Mishnayos and all the Brites because they're allowed to learn Torah. They're talking not allowed to learn Torah. But Tumah V'Tahara is Dvar Mashaychem Lahem, like the Ramah said. And that they're taka, they are allowed to learn. So that's maybe not so earth-shattering. But there's a Tesefta in Brachas, number 26. This Tesefta is also Yushalmi. The Tesefta writes, Hazavin v'hazavois, Hazav or Hazava, v'hanidois, a lady who's a nida. Hayaladis, a lady just gave birth. These are all examples of people that are tame, mutarin likris b'teira. They are allowed to read the Torah. Velishnais b'mishnah, they're allowed to learn Mishnah. Behalachois, ubahagadois, ubalikeri, and also bakulim. But about keri can't. So what do you see from the Tesefta? It talks about women. It talks about a zava. It talks about a nida. It talks about a yaladis. Right? Three out of the four people in this group are women, and it says that they're allowed to learn Torah, Mishnah, Medrash, Halacha, Haggadah. So it's the Mefarshet Tesefta. So this Tesefta says the women can learn whatever they want. So how are we going to get around this Tesefta? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, where someone tried to bring this Tesefta as a raya, that women are allowed to learn Torah. And this we can really, I think, on our own figure out how we can disprove this Tesefta. And he writes, very, very, as much as we would have thought, he writes, number 27, Fataris Batarti, I got two answers for this. Racist, the easy way out is that what? It is a machloikis tanoim. There is a ben azai. So I can always tell you that this tesefta in brachas holds like ben azai. That's the easy way out. But then he comes up with even a geshmaka answer. He says, this tesefta is found in Bavli also. Where? In brachas daf chav beis. And I photocopied a few, number 28. Says the tesefta number 28, mikan omru hazavim v'hamitzayrim Uba'an al nidus mutarim likros b'tayr nevim b'ksum l'shanas mishta u'gemara u'bahalachos u'bahagadis. Note the changing of the wording of the brisa. The Tesefta said zavois nidus v'yoladois. How does the Gemara quote it? Zavim mitzayrim and those that live with nidus. Note the change. He took all the women out of the equation and made it all about men. Kind of the Tzitz Eliezer. That's because our Gemara changed the Tesefta. Because our Gemara held that women can't learn Gemara. So it has to be that it's only talking about men. So Zakti says that's number 29. The Hishmitu Zavas Nidus, we left out Zavas Nidus. Hainu Mishum, the Gemara did dance, we let Eka Kribalazar. Because our Gemara holds like Kribalazar. The Asa B'chal and Asham Loma Teru. They can't learn Teru. And therefore we have to change the Tesefta's case from women to be men. And this might even be a Makar. This Gemara in Brach, Gufa might be a Makar that you're not allowed to learn, girls are not allowed to learn Gemara. And then he writes, Vishenis, number 30, gives another teretz. Vishenis yesh l'taretz, I have another teretz. Why this tesefta doesn't bother me, says it says Liezer. Tarebet tesefta lekosef shem lamdim oisam likos b'teira. The tesefta never says you'll have to teach them Torah. Elekosef b'loshen umetorm likrois. V'haynu me'atzmon. They can learn anything they want on their own. I just can't teach it to them. V'sheyiku ba'atzmom loy kosev Yisrael kach. V'yadir rabba b'rambam b'tor v'shulchan aruch kosev dim loy medes mi'atzmi yesh l'schar. So the Zokta Tzitzeliezer, back to the diak of the Prisha, the diak of Reb Shach, that if they want to learn on their own, matov v'manayim, so if it says the Tzitzeliezer, that Braisa doesn't bother me at all. If you look in Rishonim and Achronim, you'll find that they quote women who were extremely knowledgeable. For example, 31, the Tashbitz writes that he had a certain cash on a Tysris, and he heard from Abba Mori, who heard from Rebetzin, the wife of Rabbi Yosef, who gave a teretz to it. Now, we all know, if you're going to answer up a Tysris' kasha, you're holding in the sugyas. You're not just, you know, Tosh Miksav. You got to be holding. But it gets even better. Take a look in this Tshuvas Marshal. The Marshal lived in the late mid to late 1500s. He writes, he's going through the history of Klal Yisrael. And he writes, V'oyra cheres hoysa harabonis moras Miriam. There was a rebbe named Miriam. Tofsa yeshiva. She had a yeshiva. Kamo yomim. V'shonim. V'yoshva bo'oyel v'ilon lefaneha. V'amra halach lefnei bachrim. She said shit to boys. Muflagim. Bachrim muflagim. She said shit to the big tamid hachamim. Kach kibalti me'avoyisei b'ksav u'balpeh. I heard this from my father, and I had this in writing. There was a lady that said, Shirini Yeshiva. You show me where that's ever going to happen. In the 1500s, there was a time, says the Marshal, where there was a lady, it was really earlier, she said Shir. She was a market Shir to boys. So, clearly, there is some heter that we're missing. And then we come to the very famous Hakdoma to the Prisha. The Prisha, we quoted earlier, wrote a commentary on the Torah. The Prisha lived in the 1600s. His name was Rabbi Yeshua Folik Katz. Now, Katz is not a last name. It is today. But Katz used to stand for Koyen Tzedek. That's why Katz today are usually Kehanim, not always. It's an abbreviation for Koyen Tzedek. So the Prisha wrote a commentary on the Torah, as we spoke about before. But in the Hakdoma to the Prisha on Yerideya, his son, the son of the Prisha, writes an intro where he talks about his father, but then he talks about his mother. And you gotta see this inside. This is in any Torah. Open up any Torah, Yerideya, and this is what it says there. It's unbelievable. And it's Mamash Akash and everything we learned so far almost tonight. He writes like this. Talks about his mother. He says, V'chol yomeh, her entire life, hein b'mei choyriv, hein b'mei kites, whether the winter or the summer, omda tome b'zrizos koydim arayim. She always get up early in the morning. Kama shois, v'hirbis l'espal b'kavona g'doyla. She used to daven with intense kavona, b'tfilas u'b'tachnun with ne'amokim baruch daven tefron v'ashem. Ubiyodo mafteach Ezra's noshim, and she had the key to the lady section. She was always the first lady to the shul. The achreino. Sha'achas ushtayim achi etzias ami besekneses. She always would stay an hour or two after the last person to leave. Again, who got the kids off to school? I don't know. Shehigmira tefilosev v'tachmenes. She always stayed at least an hour or two after the conclusion of davening. Listen to this. The acharat filoish some nafsho some dover v'telo. After that, it wasn't like she decided to go, you know, check Facebook. Rak mechoyel choyel. She went to something higher and higher. Oisekes b'toyra. After Shidam, she learned Torah. What did she learn? Parashat Shalimei Hashavua and Pirush Rashi. So she did the Parashat Hashavua with Rashi. Misham Meforshim. Ki yadua l'chol Talmud Ovi Mari v'Rebbe. Mecholi Hashulchane. It's like everyone knows about it. She used to learn a lot of commentaries. She told me that she had put in her shulchan with the Vitoira, how is a cheres, ke gaver chalatzev, masu matin at the Vitoira, okay, fine. She was always busy learning. Next line. Habita no reis mashe gisha betas anoshim. And not only was my mother always learning, it bothered her the mistakes that women made. What does that mean, the mistakes that women made? She felt that women all got it wrong when it came to lighting neiris. The ta'usa mishtan, he felt that women made two colossal mistakes when it came to lighting neiris. The first mistake is that women think that you light Neiris Yom Tov like you light Neiris Shabbos. What does that mean? The Hainu, Shemadlikin lo itchila haNeiris v'akach misim yedeim lefnei haNeiris mivarach habrach ala Neiris. Everyone knows that when it comes to the Neiris Shabbos, you first light them, you cover your eyes. Now, this they don't tell the girls, that you cover your eyes, not so you should have kavana when you make the brach. You cover your eyes so you shouldn't be nene from the light, and then you make the brach. Why? Because you want it to be over lasiyasa. So therefore, Zok, the Prisha's wife, he says, so that makes sense when he's talking about Shabbos. Why? Because after you make the bracha, you're not allowed to light, because the bracha is the mitzvah. Avo b'yomtev, shemotu l'hadik neiris b'yomtev. You can light candles on yomtev. Mutav shenases brachas aneres ketikunoi. Lias habracha of lasiyos. And he thinks his mother felt that the way he should light neres yomtiv is not like neres Shabbos. Udlahadlika neres yomtiv kimay neres shochanika. They should be like neres Chanukah. The varch tchila v'yachkach lahadlika neres b'zeachase. That was the first argument that Rebbetzin Prisha made about the way women light candles. And then she made another argument. She doesn't like that women light neres yomtiv late. She felt that women should light neres yomtiv like you do neres Shabbos before you start. She held that's kavod yomtiv. Kavod yomtiv is to go into yomtiv with the candles already lit. So she didn't like the way many women, many people still do this at Eid Mazeh, is they light neres yomtiv later because they have time. She thought that was wrong. These were her two tainas on Kalai Yisrael. Now just look at the last group of lines. Now obviously she again you can argue these are also dinim hashaychem law. She learned. She didn't learn, you know, Hilchos Yibum. She learned Hilchos Neir Shabbos, but she learned it, you know, with the Geshmak Alondis. Then he writes over here. This is really great. He writes, "V'shamati mimenu hatamim v'shergisha b'tos roshim," and I heard the reasons. "V'chafashti achazeh b'poiskim," I looked around. "Olin izdaiti shehudin ima v'soida baruch v'taimi idos," and she's 100% right. Mom's got it right. "V'amati lahalos ala sefer b'shma," and I said that we should put it in writing in her name. "V'chuas chen chen loy." She was always giving her thoughts and feelings on understanding Torah. And then after she finished learning for the day, she was a very, very special woman. And then if she had a little extra time, then she'd go take care of the household responsibilities. Now, there is a very, very strong Magen Avraham. If you look at number 34, the Magen Avraham writes that on Friday night when a lady lights candles, she makes the bracha afterwards. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, "Tivarech Kabbalos l'Shabbos v'asul l'Hadik," because she's going to make the bracha first. That's already Kabbalah. She can't light candles. Vim came b'yomtiv tivarech hakach tavik. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if that's the svara when it comes to yomtiv, you should reverse it. He writes, "Ken kasa b'soif sefer hadrisha." Be'evin Ezer b'shem imon from his mom. Avol ein chochma le'isha. Says the Magen Avraham, not so fast. She's not so smart. The same lashon that we saw in Yerushalmi. Ein chochma le'isha ela b'plach. She shouldn't mishrein where she doesn't belong. And says the Magen Avraham, v'loy chilku chachomim. We don't paskin like that. The priest's wife was wrong. We don't paskin that in Yom Tov you reverse the order. We keep it the same. Now, if you look in on the side of the Shulchan, I had a photocopy because I only saw it later. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Noidi Behuda comes to actually to defend the mother of the wife of the priest. And the Mishnah Berurah writes like that, Halach L'maisa. Mishnah Berurah writes number 25, that the Magen Avraham says, Loi plug, Avol harbe achrein, Mishnah Berurah, Kumash Yikasa Betchila. But many achrein in Paskin, like the wife of the priest. So she was Taka, a big Talmid HaChachama. She knew what she was talking about. And then we come to the Chavos Yair. We quoted the Chavos Yair many times. Chavos Yair was Rabbi Bachrach. His name was Yair Bachrach. So why is the Sefer called Chavos Yair? So in his introduction, he tells you a story. Another great story. He writes, "Umilvad kol zeh b'charti." There's other reasons why I named my Sefer Chavos Yair, but I have another reason. "B'shem hazeh liyois l'maskeres toivas l'zikinosi ha'chesida moras chava." I named the Sefer after my grandma, whose name was Chava. "Im avi hagoyin Reb Shimon, ki ru'u yilakach," she was deserving. "Hei mitzad shememenu nishtal sholi, ulebeis avi," first of all, if not for her, I wouldn't be here. So that's a good reason to name a sefer after your grandmother. And he writes, "Yichusa shal ateres teres hagoyin, anoyid v'niska m'piyav ha'chavar ma'rablei Prague," she was an enikol of Marami Prague, "ayin soif sefer tzemach David, ki ziknisi hoisa bas bito shal hagoyin ma'rablei Prague, niska rival mufluk." Okay, fine. Then he writes at the end, "Hey mitzad limudoi," on her own learning, "shehoisa yechida b'mine b'doyre b'teyre," she was unique in her generation for learning. "V'nehiro shehoya la medrash rabo b'li pirish," she had a copy of a medrash rabo with no commentaries. "V'lomda ba'al pi hasagasa b'sichla," and she learned it according to the way she understood it. She said her own pshat midrashim. She argued on other rabbonim. And anyone who would listen to her would realize she was right and the rabbis were wrong. And some things I even wrote in her name. Some things in my sefer from her. She involved in a commentary on Rashi, the Essen Varbo, the Targum, the Svarim Hachitzayim. So she was a very learned woman. And I named my sefer after her because she was such a learned woman. So what do we see? We see that there are plenty of women throughout history that were quite scholarly. So again, what's the answer? The answer was they were all self-taught. They were all self-taught. So you see that perhaps for some women it's okay to be big Talmidei Chacham. Now the Sefer Chassidim in number 36 is really bothered with the kasha that everyone is thinking. And he asks, Chayiv Adam Lomod Lebnois of HaMitzvahs, I have to teach my daughter all the mitzvahs. Kigoyim Pasku Halachos. I umash amu shamalam alisha toyer kiel mam the tiflis. So what does it mean that I'm teaching a tiflis? I have to teach a mitzvahs. No, he says zeh oimik talmud. That's the depth. The tamei mitzvahs. V'soydi atayr. Oysen emalam. Don't tell them that. Avul halacha is mitzvahs yimudla. Tell her what she has to know. Shem loy teida helcha Shabbos. Echtish b'Shabbos. If you don't tell your daughter, there's something called mutzah. There's something called bishul and boyer. Of course, you're not going to keep Shabbos. But don't tell all the lumbuses. Don't tell, you know, there's a chakira, I don't understand. Don't leave all that out. Just teach her what she needs to know. And Zarek Tesefer Chassidim, that's Pshad and Hakel. Women came to hear facts. This is similar to like the Taz said. Avada, a girl, is supposed to learn Torah. She has to know what to do. So, what am I not allowed to teach her? I'm not allowed to teach her the in-depth learning. And we'll just wrap up with the Shevet HaLevi, number 38. So the Ramah said you have to teach girls Dinam HaShaychim Lehem. What's Dinam HaShaychim Lehem? So he writes, Melicha, not negate, they don't have to learn Melicha, Hilcha Shabbos, Tzas Hilchas Yomtiv, Barachos, Tfilos, Kriyashma, Bechas HaPeris, Inyarei Tzdias, Lashon Hara, Tztak of a Chesed. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you got to learn Hilchas Trumas and Maestris, Orla, Chala. Other people add Yichud. There's a lot for girls to learn. So therefore, Zalat Shevet Levi, that's all included in the things they have to learn. So Halach L'maisa, the takeaway from tonight's share is that there's definitely an obligation for girls to learn that they need to know. The question is, where does it work between teaching your daughter's Torah Shel Bal Peh? It seems, A, that you cannot, under any circumstance, teach your daughter Torah Shel Bal Peh, and Torah Shel Bal Peh, and even Torah Shel B'Ksav, it seems like that's not even so simple. So now the million-dollar question is, so what are they doing in the Beis Yaakovs, in the girls' schools? They're all teaching them Torah Shel B'Ksav. And they're teaching them Torah Shel B'Ksav with in-depth learning. What is the justification? It seems to be against Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Now, maybe you'll tell me, well, it's not me, it's the schools. Meaning, I'm not teaching my daughter that. The schools are. Well, the schools are working for you. So you're back to square one. So based on what we learned so far, there's a really big question over on the structure of the chinuch education of the girls today, is that it seems to be against Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, you should just teach them Halacha, Halacha, straight Halacha, no facts, no lumbness, just boom. You can't do this, you could do this, and you should know. I say this all the time. The greatest teachers in the girls' schools are the Rabbeim and the Rabbanim who teach girls halach. Because you can't use fancy lingo, you can't throw around chakiras, you can't throw around, you gotta tell them facts. This is what we do, this is what we don't do. This mutter, this asr. Right? Some of the greatest Rabbanim, Rabbi Forst, one of the greatest, you know, one of the great poskim of our generation today, he writes his svarma so clear. You know why? Because he teaches girls. He taught girls for many years. You can't be ambiguous. You can't be like, it's a shayla, it's a hair, it's a stuff. No. Straight. This is what we do. This is mutter, this is us, and move on. So that you're allowed to do. But what if you want to sit down with your daughter and learn Tanakh? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't do lechatchila. So I believe that next week we will discuss some of the ways to justify perhaps learning Tanakh with our daughters, and then we'll get into the more controversy about even learning Gemara with our daughters, how that's not a contradiction to the halacha that we just learned. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night we will be having the Parsha Shir, Parshas Nasa, and the Mitzvah Hashem Sunday should be regular as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Be well, be safe, take care. We'll see everyone Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Yishkar.